Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 28th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Kiddushin, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Hay. Our Mishnah is a continuation of the previous one, and it comes to teach us that when one is checking the mothers of to see what the yichus, the lineage, and he finds that one of her fathers was occupied in a position that he would have to be miyuchas, he would have to be have checked out, then there's no need to go any further up the chain, to go up the mothers and the grandmothers. That's it. Once you hit someone, once you come across that type of yichus, that type of a occupation, it's a guarantee that his yichus is fine. Says the Mishnah, Ein boitkin lo min hamizbech l'mayla. One doesn't have to check from the altar upwards, which means if he's checking the mothers and he finds that the father or her father's father was a kohen serving on the Mizbeach, you don't have to check the father's mother and anything further, because that father or grandfather would have been checked before serving in the Beis HaMikdash. And if there was any trace of a blemish in that family, in the pedigree, that would not have let him work. Beloi min haduchan lamayla. Similarly, if upon checking the family he finds that her father or her grandfather was a Levi who sang the song on the duchan on the platform in the Beis HaMikdash, again there would be no need to check the mothers. For certainly he would have been miyuchas, he would have been checked, and his lineage is perfect, fault free, blemish free. Beloi min haSanhedrin lamayla. Also, if her father or her father's father was a chever, was a member of the Sanhedrin, he would not need to check his mother's, because they would not appoint in the Sanhedrin anyone other than someone who had proper yichus. They had to have proper lineage. V'chol shehuchzuku avos of mishoytrei horabim. Similarly, anyone whose fathers was one of those public officers, such as a judge, who was authorized to educate in monetary disputes. And the Gemara explains, we're talking particularly here in Yerushalayim, that these dayanim, these judges, would have only been appointed unless they would have been miyuchasim. No need to check further. Don't need to check his father, his mother, or his grandmother. But gavoy tzedakah. Similarly, if the fathers were collectors of tzedakah, masiyim lekohanim, their daughters allowed to be married to kohanim. Kohanim do not have to fear any problem in the pedigree. And it's no need to check and to go back further generations to see if there's any blemish there. The Gemara explains that with regard to gaboy tzedakah, those who collect tzedakah, we're talking here about people who collect tzedakah and they had the power to take a mashkin, to take collateral for tzedakah. That if Thizen wouldn't give, they would take a collateral from people who were meant to give tzedakah. And because of this, the people who were asked to give or asked for mashkenim, they would get really angry with the gaboy tzedakah. And if there was any blemish in the pedigree of these collectors of tzedakah, you'd hear about it because they would shout it at them. Rabbi Yossi said, "Af mishehu shahoya chosum aid be'arke hayishana shel tzipori." Anyone who was signed as a witness in the old court of Tziporis, that his daughters were no problem to be married to Kohana, because the Beis Din in that particular city in Tziporis would never allow witnesses to sign unless they were miyuchasim, unless you knew who their family, there was no blemish in their family background. And because of this, the Kohanim had no fear marrying their daughters. Some of Farshim learn that when we say aid, it actually means the dayonim, we're referring to the judges. They used to keep a list of the yichus of the Beis Din, and they would only appoint judges if they were miyuchasim, if they had a proper background. There was nothing wrong in their genealogy. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos Omer, he says, Af mishehu yomuchtov beistratio shel melech. Also, anyone who was registered in the military of the king, he had to be miyuchas as well. You could trust his children could be married by kohanim as well. The Gemara explains, which armies are we talking about? We're talking about the military of the house of David, based off it. In David's army, David HaMelech's army, they would only conscript people who are miyachosim, who could trace their background, their lineage. And the reason for that is because going out to war, they would need to have zchus, they would need to have the zchus avos, the merits of their father. And if their ancestry was good, then the zchus would be good as well. Mishnah Vav. A woman who is unfit to be married to a kohen, and nevertheless got married to a kohen by an avera, or lived with him, for example, a kohen gadol who married a divorcee, a widow, or an ordinary kohen who married a grusha, a divorcee, that woman becomes a chalala, becomes a profaned woman. And if she bears him a son or a daughter, they will be in turn chalalim. As we learned earlier on in the previous parak, any place, whenever there is kiddushin and an avera, the child's lineage will be traced back or will be followed, or will follow the one that's the part, the parent that has the most blemished background. So if it's a halala, the child is going to be a halala. Our Mishnah is going to teach us that the son of a male halal, or the great grandson, or the great grandson, all the way down, are all going to be halalim for the rest of the generations. But if there is a girl, and a girl gets married to any one of them, even after many generations, she will be halala and unfit to be married to a kohen. However, a halala, the other way around, a female halala who got married to a Yisrael and bore him a daughter, that daughter will be kosher to be married to a kohen. So a Yisrael will become like a mikveh of tara, like a mikveh purity for a halala. That'll enable her to have children who do not have that blemish of being a halal. Says the Mishnah, Bas cholol zochar pesula min hakohuna. The daughter of a male cholol will be unfit for kohen, to be unfit to heir to a kohen. Lo'olam, forever. Even a grandson of a cholol, or the daughter of the grandson of the cholol, all the way down, a psula will be unfit to be married to a kohen. But the granddaughter of a cholol who was born from a Yisrael will be kosher for kohana, as we'll soon see. Yisrael shenasa chalala. If a Yisrael marries a chalala, a woman who had become a chalala either because she was previously married to a kohen, she was a divorcee and married to a kohen, or because she was born of a chalala who was married to a kohen, or her father was a chalal, and whatever, either any one of these three cases of being a halala, and she got married now to Yisrael. Bitoy, the daughter that the Yisrael will have, will be kasher lekohanah, will be allowed to be married to a kohen. Why? Because the Bnei Yisrael are a mikveh tara, will become like a pure mikveh for halalas, for female halalas. But halal shenasa bas Yisrael, the other way around, if the father is a halal, and he marries an ordinary Bas Yisrael, Bito Psula Lekuna, his daughter will be unfit to be married to a kohen. The Benois Yisrael are not a mikveh tara, will not become a purification bath for halalim. The halalim will be stuck with that blemish all the way down. Rabbi Huda Omer, Bas Ger Zohar, a daughter born to a male Ger, even though the mother is a Yisraelis, the mother was born Jewish, has the same din as kibas cholol zachar, like the daughter of a male cholol, and therefore will be unfit to be married to a kohen forever. Just like it says by the kohenim, v'almona ugrusha lo yikchu lahem lenoshim, that a widow and a divorcee, they're not allowed to take as wives, ki'im busulos mizera beis Yisrael. They can only take a wife from girls who are zera bas Yisrael, beis Yisrael, from the house of Israel. And therefore the daughter of a ger will be unfit to be married to a kohen, because she's not coming from zera beis Yisrael. However, as Rashi points out, the other way round, if the mother was a convert, was a kiyoris, and the father was a Yisrael, the daughter will be kosher lekohanah, just like the din of a bas chalala mi Yisrael. We will soon see in the coming Mishnah two different opinions that argue with Rabbi Huda, And the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll soon see in the coming Mishnah.